This is a story about a bad samurai, a ronin, who goes around the country challenging people to duels. He then kills them and takes a lot of their prize possessions. It's also a story about a man who makes tea, awake, centered, focused, sensitive, gentle. But this bad samurai provokes him and challenges him and finally pushes him into having a duel. He's honor bound to accept, but quite terrified. The duel is going to take place in the morning. So he goes to a man who makes tea, goes to a good samurai that lives in the village, explains the dilemma. And the good samurai says, "What is it you do?" "I make tea, and I do tea ceremonies." "Well, do a small one for me right now." He does it, the ceremony. And throughout the time, he's focused and aware, aesthetic, and very awake. But when it's over, the good samurai says to him, "I'm going to tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow, you are going to die. There is no way that I can teach you to fight in one night. There is no way I can teach you how to defeat this man. He's been fighting all of his life, and he has more skills at it than you do. You only have choices as to how you're going to die. You can go to him and pretend you know how to fight. This will enrage the man, because he knows you don't know how to fight. And it would be arrogant to presume that you could even fight him. So he'll prolong your death. He'll humiliate you and make you suffer a great deal. You can go to him and beg for mercy. He'll kill you quickly and get it over with. Or you can go to him as you make tea, awake, feeling the dew under your feet, listening to the morning crickets, sensing the sun as it comes up. And you can even be focused completely on him coming at you and at him killing you. And at the moment of your own death, if you are completely awake and completely focused, he may be exposed to you. And you might be able to kill him as well as die yourself. Those are your only choices." The man goes home, prepares himself for death, writes his family, takes care of the last of things, and thinks over which of the three ways he's going to take for his death. In the end, he chooses the last. So the following morning, he goes there to the site of the duel, and he does feel the dew, and he does hear the morning crickets, and he does sense the sun coming up. And the bad samurai comes, looks at him carefully, and then runs away.